presents a possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. Before me was my enemy. No shadow on me. He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee. Don't change.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I say that to you every week, and I mean it every week, and I'm going to tell you something tonight that's going to really blow you away. I guess by now every one of you out there knows what Arizona's Prop 200 is. For those of you who have been living under a rock or maybe vacationing on Saturn, it was a successful Arizona state initiative that did three things and three things only. Those registering to vote must prove they are citizens. When voting, you must prove you are a citizen, and it stripped non-federally mandated benefits for illegal aliens. With all initiatives, there is the inevitable challenge, though, folks. That challenge always comes from, guess who? The losers. And in this case, those challenges are based in lawlessness and racism. Those who promote lawlessness and those racists who only advocate for those who are their own color have challenged Prop 200. The Ninth U.S. Circuit of Appeals in San Francisco is now hearing oral arguments on whether it should order the U.S. District Court in Tucson to issue a preliminary injunction. Now, the Tucson court had already decided not to issue such an injunction, and the lawless racists have gone to the next step at the U.S. Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit, which is the worst circuit court in the country. I say worst because, with its extreme leftist, liberal, radical activist rulings, they are the most reversed court in the land, with 92% of its decisions being reversed by the higher court. Can you imagine that? 92% being reversed by a higher court. You think they would learn something. Talk about a losing record. But they continue time after time after time with the activist adjudications. People on the wrong side of this issue are angry. They are very angry. They want to continue the lawlessness, the racial divisiveness, and the multiculturalism as opposed to Americanism. I'm an American, folks. I don't care what color another American is, as long as he's an American or even a legal resident alien. I'm all for that. That means he came here the right way. He stood in the line to get to my country. He stood in line to partake of the American dream, something that he has a right to only once he becomes legally here or he becomes a citizen. All of the above reasons I gave you, folks, are true. But believe me when I tell you that 90% of those opposed to Prop 200 are because of race. Race and more race. It's all about race. The whole argument is driven by racist people and by racism. All race groups have racists in them. White folks, black folks, Hispanics, everybody. We all have racists in our groups. And the racist members of the Hispanic race are fighting this tooth and nail. Let me give you an example. A racist named John Garrido of Mesa, Arizona, is attacking a Phoenix car dealership, Childress Auto Mall, because the owner of the dealership dared to support Prop 200. This Garrido guy, this clown, the founder and only member of an organization called the National Hispanic Legal Defense and Education Center. You tell me, that's not a long name. Must be in the Guinness Book of Records. This guy has attacked the Childress Auto Mall, saying that Childress is anti-Hispanic. Quote, he says he sells to Hispanic customers, but he's the father of Prop 200 and should be financially spanked, unquote. Now, let's see what Mr. Childress did wrong. Let's see here. In a state that's being bankrupted by illegal immigration, Mr. Childress helped with an initiative that would stop voter fraud, take away benefits from people in the state illegally, and help ease the burden to the Arizona taxpayer. I'm still looking for the racist part here. Let's see the anti-Hispanic. I can't find it. It's not here. All he did was try to help his state be more sovereign. I have met Mr. Childress, folks. I have met him. And all he has ever talked about is one thing, the same thing that I talk about. He talks about the law. The law. Remember the law? But what does Mr. Garrido talk about with his National Hispanic Legal Defense and Education Center? He talks about Hispanics and aids and abets lawlessness because the lawbreakers happen to look like him and be of the same race that he is. Like I said, 90% of this protest is racist. And even if the Ninth Circuit works, they're black, wicked magic like they always do. The federal courts will uphold this law because it's the right thing to do, and it is the law. I know that's a foreign thought to some of you people, very abstract. But the law needs to be upheld in this country. If you don't like the laws, then damn it, change them. But don't sit here and tell me that it's okay for these people to break the laws. Our politicians are saying it's okay to pander to them. The clergy, the Catholic religion is saying it's okay because they're putting money in the plate. These racist organizations, LULAC, Metcha, LaRassa, and all the rest, are happy to have them here because that's their race. What I am telling you is I'm not against anybody if they are legally in this country. And you better figure it out in your state that Prop 200 was the right thing to do. It will be upheld at the higher courts. And that's the time I will tell these people, if you don't like it, leave. This is my country, not yours. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, they're going to tell you the first thing you need is an appraisal, at which time you should give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call at 818-223-9498. Look here, folks. They're the best you can get. All appraisals aren't the same. Some are more thorough. Some are more fair. But these people will get you the best appraisal they can get you, and you know what that means. More money in your pocket. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals. They're fast, friendly, and professional. Give them a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Everybody out there that has friends and relatives who can hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us at CRN. That's the Cable Radio Network. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight. WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts. WLTH 1370 AM Gary, Indiana. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. The great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome all of you to the Terry Anderson Show. We are on now live in Memphis, Tennessee, starting tonight. I want to welcome all those good folks listening also. Let me give out that caller number. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you give back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we have a doozy. Folks, if you want to hear a politician lie right in your face, sometimes you have to be bilingual. Well, this guy is great at what he does, and he is a liar. At this year's New Hampshire Latino Summit, I bet you didn't know they had one of those, Bill Richardson, New Mexico governor and racist deluxe, was asked whether he would run for the presidency. He said, quote, "I want to be very clear about this presidential stuff. No, I will not run for president," unquote. Then, in the most blatant display of political corruptness, he immediately switched to Spanish and said, quote, "Seguro que sí voy a ser candidato," unquote, which roughly translates to, "You damn right I'm going to run," or "You bet I am." Now, explain to me, folks, and it ain't funny, we ain't laughing. He went on to say, explain to me how a guy could get away with this right in front. You know what it was? He knew people didn't speak Spanish, wouldn't know what he was saying. So it was okay. He could lie to the English-speaking folks and tell the truth to the Hispanics. He went on to say how the Democratic Party must renew its commitment to Hispanic voters. Not Americans, but Hispanics only. He said Democrats must focus on states like Colorado, Nevada, and New Mexico, where Hispanic voters are growing in number and influence. You racist. That is absolutely racist. What about the rest of us Americans out here? What do the rest of you Democrats out there think of this statement that he made? When asked again about his candidacy for president, he said, I'm not making any announcements. I'm not making any hints, although I guess I've given you a little bit of a hint, end quote. This guy doesn't know what to say or how to say it or what language to speak. This is unbelievable. He says one thing to the English speakers and something else to the Spanish speakers, and he slapped all you English-speaking people in the face. And you're not going to say one word about it because you Democrats think it's great to have somebody on there who's one of your party. Look what you have. This guy sucks. As do a lot of Republicans. Colby, McCain, Flake, Chris Cannon. But this week they don't have the designation, and Mr. Richardson, you do. You are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we're going to get to our guest now. We got a guy in studio here, and I say a guy with all due respect because he's somebody that I know. He's running for office next year, but we wanted to get him in here early so you would know his name, get used to hearing from him, and understand what he is all about. Mr. Michael Jackson, no, not that one. Michael A. Jackson. Michael, what do you hear? What do you say?
I really appreciate you having me in here today.
Our pleasure.
And I want to tell everyone that I'm running for State Assembly of California, Long Beach, Palos Verdes area, and my number one issue is illegal immigration.
That's why we brought him in here, folks. I have a standing offer to any person running for office, regardless of what office it is, what state they're in. If you are running under the platform of illegal immigration, you have time on this show every single time. Michael, tell us about it.
And this is not a single issue topic. This is crushing California.
Right.
It's crushing our schools. We're building 160 schools just in L.A. County for the illegal aliens at the cost of $14 billion. It's killing our schools even in Long Beach. We have an illegal alien population. We just built a new school. If you're building it for illegals, what would you call it? Cesar Chavez Elementary School.
What else?
What else?
What else?
But he was against illegal immigration.
He's one of my personal heroes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And people don't know that. They
Absolutely.
Hold him up as an illegal immigrant. No, he was strongly opposed to illegal immigration.
He knew. Cesar Chavez was smart, and he knew that he could never get a better deal for his farm workers if he allowed thousands of illegal aliens to come across that border. He knew that he had to stop that flow to get some type of leverage, and it worked for him. He would even go out and call the INS to get rid of these people. I applaud him.
Yes.
And his memory.
And unfortunately, his memory is being taken and
he's been hijacked.
It's hijacked. But we're working hard to make changes in Long Beach and Palos Verdes. And we're also working on the L.A. Republican Party in L.A. County because it's a horrible party.
I love that. Tell them why.
This year, we had a candidate running as the only real Republican running for L.A. mayor. The L.A. County Party refused to even take his nomination up for a vote.
Now, there's Republicans out here going to say, how dare you talk against the Republican Party? We're better than the Democrats. You know, Michael, here's the thing with me. You got to stand on your own. I don't care who you're better than. How good are you if you're the only person standing there? If you're the only person standing there, can you be as good as you can be? Do I have to compare you to some loser to bring your status up? And that's what they want. They want to be compared to somebody else rather than stand on their own merits. And I'm very angry with the Republican Party. I've been giving speeches to Republican clubs lately, and some of these Republicans are telling me that they don't care if a person is a good Republican or bad Republican as long as they're Republicans, put them in office. They don't care. And they would never vote for a Democrat under any circumstances, even if the Democrat was against illegal immigration, which we all admit is the worst problem in the state.
The Republicans definitely need to pull their blinders off. We have a local Republican that's not really a Republican, David Dreyer, and he needs to go next year. Hopefully we could get him out in the primary.
I have had Republicans tell me they will vote for him again because he's a Republican.
Well, hopefully we could get another Republican that could stand up to him in the primary and actually do something.
Well, I don't like David Dreyer. I don't like what he stands for. He's a career politician. I wouldn't mind him being a career politician if he was for what was right in his career. But he's not. David Dreyer sucks. And anybody out there that supports him is an idiot. You are idiots. I'm not saying the Democrats don't do the very same thing for their people, but this is what we're talking about tonight, being Republicans. So we'll do the Democrat thing next week.
Yeah.
You know, but tonight Republicans need to wake up and understand if your candidate isn't for immigration reform in the way of illegal immigration, you need to be against that person. I'm not telling you go out and vote for the Democrat. I'm telling you stay home.
And what I want to all the listeners in L.A. County and across the country, I want you to run for Central Committee to become members of the party to make this the number one issue in the party. And if you need information on how to do that, please contact me. Go to my website, www.votemj.com. Email me, and I'll tell you how to run for Central Committee positions to replace these clowns in the Republican Party.
Absolutely. And we don't want to replace them with clowns that are Democrats. We want to replace them with people who are about something. Now, tell us about some of your other platforms, some of your other stances on issues.
Well, obviously, the schools are important. And
we can't fix that without illegal immigration.
We got to do something about illegal immigration right. To fix that. Our school budgets are getting cut. But it's not because we don't have enough money. The money continues to go up. We have a 7% increase coming next year, $3 billion extra, and yet our local school budget in Long Beach are getting cut.
Unbelievable.
So, and they're trying to blame it on Schwarzenegger. It's not Schwarzenegger's fault.
Oh, he just got there. I don't like him, but let's be fair. He just got there.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
But the PTA and the CTA are doing their propaganda campaigns and scaring all the mommies and redirecting away from the illegal immigration, which is the number one problem with our schools.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're never going to get anything done with the schools. You got this bilingual education. You got kids coming there who are illiterate in two languages. And then you got these parents, some of them from third world countries that breed like chickens. I mean, they have more babies than they can take care of, and they're using the school system for a babysitter. And that angers me also. But when they get there, they won't even assist the principals, the teachers. Some of these parents are even demanding from the principals, we want teachers who are Spanish speaking because I want to be able to converse with the teacher. And guess what? School system's going in there and doing it.
Yep.
Giving them what they want. This is outrageous. Telling teachers that have been teaching for 20 years, if you don't learn to speak Spanish pretty soon, you're going to lose your job. In America, that is outrageous. And people, you folks listening across the country, you have no idea how bad it can get where you live, because I live in a place now where you can't do your job unless you're bilingual.
Yeah, my wife's a member of the psych council, and if they're teaching the Spanish-speaking children English, the entire school cannot learn anything new. They have to sit in their hands or study other material while these kids are going to learn English.
Well, like I tell people all the time, kids in a bilingual classroom get a half a day's education because the teacher is spending so much time with the bilingual child rather than with the American child. Everything the teacher says, she says in two languages. So what is the American child going to get? 3 hours instead of six.
Yep.
Outrageous.
It's very outrageous.
Give us some more of your points. What else are you running on? What else can we remember you for? Because, see, when you run for office, you got to give us something. You got to give us a reason to be for you. What would you give us?
Well,
not just that you're a nice guy. That ain't going to cut it.
Well, the illegal immigration thing impacts everything. The economy, our schools. We have 84 hospitals, emergency room, trauma care centers shut down in California due to the uncompensated illegal immigration costs.
Which is very, very unimportant to people until they're sick and the siren is going and they need to get to one of those hospitals. And all of a sudden that becomes an important issue. You know,
and our highways infrastructure is just getting crushed because we're diverting all the money that should be going to maintaining our infrastructure.
Unbelievable.
And it's devoted to all the education, all the health care, all the special health care. Like my son has a medical condition. Half the instruction when we go to classes, half the instruction are in Spanish. So we have to wait till it's an English speaking month to get any help on that.
Well, let me just say this. They're going to call you a racist. If you speak on these issues, you are a racist if you speak on the law now. If it affects somebody else, you're a racist. So when they call you a racist, what are you going to tell them?
Well, that's fine. They could say that, but that's not true because my wife is half Hispanic. When she was growing up, her mother was full Hispanic with some Native America thrown in. And she refused to teach my wife Spanish because you're in America, you learn English.
I love it.
So that whole generation of kids that had parents that were Spanish speakers did not learn Spanish.
Yeah, I was telling you earlier before the show, I get emails from Hispanic people who are my age that say their parents didn't teach them Spanish, and their whole generation does not know how to speak Spanish. Now, the kids are learning it in school because it's chic now, and it's a big deal to reclaim your roots and all that other PCBS. But the point of it is there are people who were thoughtful enough to their children to make them speak good English first. That was the main thing, and that's gone now.
If you want to succeed in America, you're going to have to speak English, at least in the near term. If they take over, then obviously Spanish is going to be the number one language.
And let me just clear this up to some idiot that's listening. Oh, he's against bilingual. No, you could be trilingual if you want to. I speak portions of three languages, and two of them pretty good. I won't mention what they are, but one of them might be English. Who knows? That depends on who's listening. But I'm not against that. If you want to learn another language, that's up to you. But it shouldn't be forced on us as Americans. Shouldn't be forced on a 16-year-old who wants to work at McDonald's and flip a hamburger that he be bilingual to do that because the kitchen is Spanish-speaking. Shouldn't be forced on a teacher or a cop or some fireman to have to speak a foreign language to get a job. This should not be a prerequisite, and that's the times we live in.
Yeah, and for another condition, if somebody says I'm against illegal immigration just because I'm a racist, my aunt, who I just spent a week with in Colorado, is a legal immigrant from Guatemala. And she moved to L.A., was tried to recruit it into the gangs, and she avoided getting into the gangs. Her parents moved her to another school district, and then she finally gave up on L.A. and moved to Colorado.
Wow, good for her. Smart lady.
And she said that if Mexico still had control of Southwest United States, it'd be a shithole just like most of Mexico is now.
That got dumped. Don't. It's okay. It's okay though. We gotta watch what we say on the air. Thanks, Mike. very well said though. You know the thing about it is, as my producer Les always said, they want the country back now because we paved it. We put buildings, we've got infrastructure, we've got sewers, we've got lighting, we've got water, we've got all this stuff now. So guess what? Nobody said anything about taking this country back. They never mentioned the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo until now, until we develop it. And now they want it back all of a sudden. And guess what? They're taking it back. They are taking it back. We got to go. We got a break coming up. Mike, give us your closing arguments of why somebody should vote for you. You got about a minute. Tell us why it's important for somebody to vote for you. What are they going to get out of it?
Well, you're going to get somebody that's going to fight for the people as opposed to Betty Carnett, who's fighting for the illegals, fighting to destroy America, and fighting to close our hospitals. And she's supposedly out there for the schools, but she's out there destroying the schools.
Well, I don't know her, but I don't like her already. And I'm going to tell you this. This guy wants your vote. He wants your attention. You know, I don't endorse anybody. He's coming up next year, but we're getting his name out there now. We're making sure everybody knows who he is. He will be back on the show from time to time. So.
And that's running in District 54, which is Long Beach, Palos Verdes, San Pedro, Signal Hill, and Catalina.
Okay, and your website?
VoteMJ.com.
One more time.
VoteMJ.com.
Now, this is VoteMichaelJackson.com. MJ.com, folks. That's easy for you to remember. Give it a look. Make up your own mind. Decide for yourself what you want to do. But here's a guy who's speaking your language, and that's what you always claim you're looking for. So take advantage of it. Michael, thanks for coming in. Stick around. We might put you on with some callers.
Okay, I'll stick around.
All right. All right, folks, what we're going to do now, we're going to take our break, but don't forget to listen very close to the words of Senor Navarro. Here's a guy that wants to take away what you have, and he claims that he's got it, and he should have it back because of his skin color and because of his race.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present to balance the power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics, they know the history and time is on our side, as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Terry Anderson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Of their physical appearance. This is Martina Slocum with the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at LibertyBells, BELLES.org, to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, putting the Second Amendment first.
Prosperity in our hemisphere. That's the promise. If the U.S. merges into a so-called free trade area of the Americas. But what aren't the politicians telling us? Americans will have to give up their independence. A new regional bureaucracy will make rules for all of us, and not just in trade matters. Find out how losing our independence will affect you. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. Over 1 million jobs were lost. Now they're considering the free trade area of the Americas. The FTAA would not only outsource millions more American jobs, but the prosperity of American businesses as well. Which means that if NAFTA hasn't crushed you, the FTAA will. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Tell Congress you want a better future.
All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And I've got two announcements I want to make before we go any further. This will be our last week on CRN. That's the cable radio network. It was a financial decision. And they were good to us and everything. No reflection on them, but we just haven't been able to hold on much. It's a very expensive proposition to stay on the air, and we had to do some trimming here and there. But any of you who listen on CRN, all I can tell you is get your computer, folks, and it's very easy to listen to us online at our website, TerryAndersonShow.com. The other announcement I want to make is you heard during my monologue, I mentioned a Buick dealer there in the city of Phoenix. Childress Auto Mall is a Buick Kia dealer. They're at 22nd Avenue and Camelback. You know, folks, this is unsolicited from them. I know the owner, Rusty, very well. He's a very nice man. He's a very fair man. He's a good American. This is unsolicited. I don't know how he's going to feel about this, but if If you've got a car to buy and you're living in the Phoenix area, why don't you go buy it from him? I mean, come on. Here's a guy that speaks your language. They're talking about boycotting this man's business. I don't care if you don't live in Phoenix. If you live in L.A. and you're thinking about getting a new or used car, give him a call. I don't have his number. I'll announce it on the air when I do get it. Give him a call. Maybe they can make it worth your while to go there and get a car. If you're in the Phoenix area and you need your car serviced, why don't you go there and get it done? This is a stand-up guy. Keep this guy in business. He has a very, very nice dealership. It's beautiful, well-maintained. He's been there since, I believe, 1960. He's a great guy. He's a good American. Patronize him. You may not be a Buick fan, but guess what? He's got other kind of cars there also. Use automobiles. Go there and see this man. Buicks are great cars. Go there and get you one. I am saying this for him as I would ask him to do for this radio show. And here's a guy that may be up against it now because of this. And like I say, this is unsolicited. But go there and check him out. He's at 22nd Avenue and Camelback Road. Great place, great guy. Go in there and ask for him and tell him that you heard it here on the Terry Anderson Show. And you know what I mean? If you don't, something's wrong with you. If you're thinking about getting a car, you may want to get your car service, whatever, go to Childress Auto Mall there in Phoenix, Arizona. My privilege to do that for my good buddy, Rusty. All right, folks, let's get to the phones. Let's go to Ron, calling from the city of Orange. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, oh, boy, that's kind of a shock. This will not be the last time we will be able to hear you. I guarantee you that.
Ron, I'm really sorry about that, but it was a decision we had to make. We really had no choice.
Totally understand, my friend. I'd like to say, folks, Terry's brother, my fiance Jennifer and I, we were at Garden Grove. We heard the sick stuff that was coming out of those people's mouths. I'd like to tell everyone right now, whether you're here in California, whether you're in North Carolina, I believe it is past time. Any demonstration you go to, any protest you go to, I would encourage everyone from now on, bring a camcorder or at least a quality camera. So from this point on, we can get hard evidence against these sick, American-hating racists.
That's right.
Anytime they attack an elderly person or whatever, we need to start getting real evidence. We need to be able to show the police, district attorneys,
and Ron,
judges,
something. Ron, let me tell the folks why. What happened to our good friend Hal Netkin, is a perfect example. Somebody videoed that, took it to the police. The police, oh, we can't charge you with anything. Your life was being threatened. Now, if you listen to those racist bastards that were out there, they were saying that Hal was doing everything wrong, trying to run them down.
Yep.
I mean, but the police saw the tape and said, oh, yeah, no problem. Now, what if there wouldn't have been a tape? Hal would have probably been still locked up.
Exactly.
But tape will show the truth. We are never the aggressors. We are never the violent ones. We are never the ones out there with the racial slurs. None of that.
Yep.
And as a result, it needs to be documented. So I absolutely agree. And let me tell you something. You get a picture of a guy out there. Now, a lot of them come with ski masks on their face.
Yep.
I don't know why the police don't stop that.
Absolutely.
But we never do that. We never have anything to hide.
According to Lupe Lopez, who had an interview in the Orange County Register on June the 3rd, she said, and I quote, "When there is hatred in the community, things can happen." Well, you're right, Lupe, because your sick hatred, things happen. Five of your protesters, and I know you guys are listening to me right now, five of your protesters got attacked for folks attacking the police. Not us. They got arrested for attacking Garden Grove police. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for the Garden Grove police, I firmly believe they would have been in that building, and at the very least, I think people would have been in ICU. And I'll tell you what.
From both sides.
I'm talking to the people on the other side, the Green Party, whatever you want to call yourself. Personally, I call you a sick racist because of the filth I personally heard coming out
of
your mouth.
That's right.
I'm talking to you right now.
Me and my brother got called a bunch of niggas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I heard it.
Oh, absolutely.
I heard
absolutely.
It.
One guy said, "What are you niggas doing here?" I told him I got a date with your mom, but she's late. Do you know where she is? You know, can you give her a call? Because she got a cell phone, you know? Give me a break. Ron, I got to go. My best to Jen. Good seeing you guys in Vegas. And I hope you'll be able to hear us on the computer next week.
No, it will happen.
All right, buddy. Take care,
Terry.
All right. Let's go to Al, calling from Riverside. Al, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I listen to you on Channel 91 on Charter Cable. Are you going off the tube?
Yeah, I think we are.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, let me mention these. It's not strictly Southern California, but friend of mine attended an anti-illegal immigration meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, and 1,500 people showed up.
1,500, I heard that.
And then he looked that evening, nothing on the tube and nothing in the newspaper.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
And also, in the Midwest, this prison guard, a female, helped a male felon prisoner escape. Now, they both broke the law, and they've been out, and they've been working, and been good citizens for 10 years, but guess what? They've been recaptured, and they're both going back to jail, and the lady, as she was being put in jail, she said, wait a minute, we're American citizens, why don't we get any amnesty?
There you go.
And also, I wanted to show you about how this society has deteriorated. At the turn of the century, we had Theodore Roosevelt, Congressional Medal of Honor winner and Nobel Peace Prize winner, and George Washington Carver. Now we've got, get this, George Bush and the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah, what a combination.
Isn't that a fine enhancement? That shows how we progress. Terry, you've got to get back on the tube again. And
Al, what it is, you know, I don't mind saying it on the radio. It's a financial thing. We just don't have the money to do it anymore. And it was a good thing for us, and we had somebody that was underwriting it for us and was helping us with it, but that's gone.
Well, Terry, no matter what anybody says, for about 40 different reasons, this is the number one issue facing us.
Absolutely.
And I want to point out this about these schools wanting to drag this language thing out. Fernando Valenzuela was talking with Vin Scully, and he said, well, it must have taken you several years. A lot of teachers want to take 6 or 8 years to learn how to speak English. He said, no. He said, I came from an illiterate, large Mexican peasant family. He says, I learned how to speak fluent English in a year.
Well, it's not a hard thing to do if you want to. You
well,
know
you
I mean?
See, you, everybody has a fiefdom. You've got immigration lawyers. You've got La Raza. You've got teachers.
Right.
Everybody's making money or something on this. You've got this whole corrupt tidal wave of people you're up against, and that's what it is. It's corruption, Terry.
I agree. Al, you got a computer?
No.
Well, you're going to have to get one, buddy. Sorry.
I will.
We'll see what happens.
Thank you, Terry.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Alex calling from Dunsmuir. Alex, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, this is Alex. I don't know if you remember me.
Alex with an L. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, pretty good.
Boy, it's good to hear from you.
I moved up north. We moved back to America.
Good for you.
And it's real nice up here. It's beautiful, but it's kind of isolated.
Can you hear?
Kind of missing things.
Can you hear us up there?
Well, I want to tell the people that are upset by losing you on that one venue you had. I just got a computer about a week ago, and I was just playing with it today. The first website I went to was American Patrol.
Of course.
And on Glenn's website, I saw the reference to your show. I just started clicking on over, and in 5 minutes, I figured out how to get the show on the computer. So I'm on the phone right now, but I'm listening to the show on the computer.
But you can probably also get us up that way on 720 AM out of Las Vegas, KDON. Try us on that.
Yeah, I might try that. Yeah,
because I
might get it.
It's a pretty strong station, so give it a shot. Boy, it's good to hear from you, Alex. It really is.
Well, listen, I never forgot anybody. Think about it all the time, and doing what I can on the issue up here. Write my letters, making my calls, talking to people. Even got a 20-minute meeting with my congressman Wally Herger on the issue, and he told me I made the best case for our point of view that he had ever heard somebody come into his office and give him.
I remember you for driving that motorhome all the way across the country, all the way to New Hampshire. Back in 96.
Listen, one more thing. I'm going to stay in touch with you and Glenn and everybody else now. And if your listeners out there want to grab a pencil, I want to give them a phone number. There's something you're probably aware of. The mayor of Fresno, Alan Autry.
Alan Autry, our guy.
You bet.
We
love him. I was watching, I don't know whether it was Hannity or what show it was, but he came out and made some pretty strong statements.
He was on Hannity and Combs the other day.
Right, and I figured, you know, he's going to get hammered, and so I called up and I got the phone number for his office, and I'm going to call tomorrow and give support if anybody else wants to do that. It's area code 559-621-8000. Give him a call, give him some support, because he's going to get the heat.
Okay.
I'll let you go. It's great talking to you.
Alex, good hearing from you, and you take care. Call us again, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Old-time guy. I've been involved in this forever. One of the first people I met when I got involved in this immigration reform. Let's go to Jim calling from Aliso Viejo. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say?
How are you, Terry Anderson?
Oh, this is Jim Gilchrist. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Pretty good. Just thought I'd call in.
We appreciate it. How's things going with you and the Minutemen?
Fine. 5 days into my new operation called Operation Spotlight, where I'm recruiting prosecution attorneys and professional investigators from former investigators and attorneys from the Internal Revenue Service and the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and we're going to use information that's being provided by a plethora of informants to literally bust some bandits out there engaged in the slave labor trade.
That's exactly what it is, too, Jim. Slave labor. They are
we're not going to arrest anybody. That's up to law enforcement. We're merely providing the evidence and the convictable.
Going to put the spotlight on them.
Evidence, yeah. Yeah, and I named it Operation Spotlight.
Love it.
Yeah, I know what it's like to be called a racist 24/7, Terry. I feel your pain there.
Yeah, well, you know what, Jim? I got used to that real quick.
Me too.
And it got to the point where after a while, it just got funny to me. But I noticed that the people who were saying it were absolute racists. I mean, that's what got me. These are people that only advocate for people of their own color. Now, you tell me, what's the name for that?
Yes.
Racism.
What we have, Terry, is 40 and 50 years ago, we had white guys with white hoods on terrorizing black people.
Absolutely.
Now we have what are they referred to as the tan clan?
Clan with a tan.
We have a predominantly Mexican or like El Salvadorian, Central American people, Latinos, with tan hats on, terrorizing anybody who is not of their race.
Right.
And it's always been obvious to me that La Raza and La Voz de Atzlan and Mecha are extreme racist organizations.
Extremely.
They've been allowed to slide because no one's really coming out and complaining about them until the last couple of years, really visibly complaining. I always refer to them on the airwaves and in the print media as a known racist organization.
Oh, racist.
Than the KKK or the American Nazis or the Black Panthers.
They're a racist hate group.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Eventually, we are going to win over the public because the public is not really that aware of how racist
they will be,
and anarchist they are. And if they could have been at that Garden Grove's meeting to see the insanity coming out of these people, they deserve to be arrested.
If they were out there, Jim, performing the way they do, and they were white, they would be in jail instantly. All their rights would be removed from them because they are white. But the very fact that they are, I quote, and this is a term I rarely use, a minority, unquote, they can get away with this. And it's absolutely ridiculous because I remember when all Mexicans were white. I remember when they claimed to be white and they identified as being white and all census figures showed them as white. But now all of a sudden, what happened was we got a few affirmative action goodies got passed out in the late 60s, early 70s. They said, there's more money in being a minority. Where's the line? And they got in line and lined up and said, give me mine.
Exactly.
And that's what happened. Jim, I got to go, buddy. I want to thank you for calling in. I got a full border. I want to try to get to all the folks.
Okay, good
but,
night,
but
Terry.
Always good to hear from you, buddy. We really appreciate what you're doing. You are one of our heroes.
Take care.
Take care, sir. All right, let's go to John. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry.
How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Oh, it's from the South Bay. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Thanks a lot. Thanks, and enjoy your show. And
thank you, sir.
I like what Jim Gilchrist had to say. And
he's a good guy, isn't he?
He's very good.
One of the best we have.
Yes, he is. He's a real stand-up guy. And, I'm thinking about this, and I've run into this over the years with people. If I bring you bring certain issues up, they're in denial, which is not a river in Egypt, and they call you negative. They say, oh, you're being negative. Don't talk about that. You're being negative, and they try to shut you down. Then after a number of years, they'll come around to you and say, you know what? You were right all along.
Oh, I've had that one a few times.
And you say to them, well, then why did you doubt me in the first place? You know, I'm a reasonable, rational person. Why would I, do anything to make myself out to be a Looney Tune or something
right.
like that? You know, lose
yep.
credibility to begin with.
Yeah.
And this kind of attitude reminds me of people in a group of alcoholics that are in a group, and one of them will say, I don't have a drinking problem. I have a drink. I get drunk. I fall down. I pick myself up. Hey, no problem. And it's this denial factor. And it's the same thing with people in these guarded gate communities that help to promote this nonsense because of their denial. But people are going to have to wake up because I don't think they understand. I mean, you and I do, and other people that are calling up and people that are involved in this issue. But there's a lot of people out there that are in denial.
Well, you know what? Everybody comes in, John, in their own time. Took me a while. It's going to take other people a while, too. But, everybody in their own time, they're going to have something personal happen or have some epiphany or something, that wakes them up. It's going to happen.
They're going to have to wake up.
I agree. John, thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye-bye.
We still got Michael Jackson here in the studio. Michael, they're going to call you negative. Like John just mentioned, they're going to say you're too negative. What are you going to reply to that when you're running for office and they say you're too negative?
Well, you got to look at the positive aspects. You need to stand up for America. That's a positive thing. You need to protect your children, your schools, your hospitals. And if you don't do that, then, you know...
What's negative about that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, if you don't protect the schools and the hospitals are going to, not negatively, positively close.
Yeah.
So where's the negative? Good answer. Good answer. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Well, I was with SOS for a short time out here in Victorville, but I want to tell your guest, I'm originally from Hermosa Beach, one of the regional Bay Watchers where I got old and my teeth fell out. Look, if you can embarrass... The gal who's running up there, Harmon, if you get on the state assembly and you support Rutter and the rest of these people who support your belief, what a shot that would be, and to get rid of Harmer out of there, because you'd have somebody in that area who's pro-Constitution, pro-America, and, of course, pro-get rid of the illegal. That's super. We support
you. I wouldn't be running against Harmon. I'm running against Betty Carnell.
He's talking about embarrassing Harmon.
Oh, yeah.
He makes a good point, though, Michael. He makes a good point.
Paul Whitehead did a good job at embarrassing him last year.
So if you're in that area running for another office, you can still embarrass her.
That's a good idea.
By the way, we had a attorney from Rolling Hills who was SOS. Now, let me tell you about this little demonstration real quick. We had quite a few. We probably had about 25 people out there. Luca was there with his camera, and I was there for a short time. I had to go back and do something with the military because they came in town. But the point is, I was there long enough to see what happened. The group that came from the Mexican side first came up to our lines on the other side, the side we were on. Then they disappeared and went on the other side of the street. When they went on the other side of the street, here they come, Mexican flags, more than 25 or whatever group they had there. I'm sure you'll get some callers in who'll tell you a little more about it. But the point is, we had folks there. They were young, old, folks with people with their kids. And lots of American flags and people who've been doing this for a long time were there with that SOS group. So we are making a difference.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The other thing is that
we have to keep doing it, too.
And the other thing, people going by were honking their horns and had thumbs up. The truckers were having thumbs up. I called as soon as I had to head back for this military thing at Gun Club, honoring our military people. I called the sheriffs as soon as I got back to that gun club, and I said, look, I want you to send a couple of cars out there just to keep an eye on things. We're peaceful, but we don't know what the rest are going to do.
All right,
and
Jerry,
secondly,
got it.
But last, pictures. Take your cameras. Your pictures.
That's what
God
Ron
bless. And Terry,
that's what Ron
told
us earlier.
We'll keep on supporting you.
All right, Jerry. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
God bless.
Let's go to Kevin calling from Lakewood. Kevin, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I want to ask you something just out of curiosity.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing this show on illegal immigration?
This is our fifth year. We're four and a half years.
4.5 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Terry. God dog it. Okay, does the Prop 200 go before the bank?
Turn your radio down, Kevin. We're hearing the radio. The delay, and it's a little confusing. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, Prop 200 goes before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Well, they're hearing oral arguments on it now, so yes, it will.
Okay, do you think there's a chance they might try to strike it down?
Oh,
like
I think they will. I know in the Ninth Circuit. Well, I'm not saying for sure, but that's their M.O. We'll see.
You know, Terry, right quick, I've seen that march in Garden Grove. And ooh, La Raza Nazi bastards, as you call them.
Yes, sir.
Oh man, you should. Their faces contorted.
Oh
with
yeah.
Hatred
for anybody that's not for them. Now, if me and you as black men and white folks go over there and snuggle up to them and say, "Y'all show is right, boss. We gonna do what y'all want us to do," then we okay. Then we're all right. We stop being niggas and mayates then because we good niggas then. See that.
Yeah.
That's the difference. But as long as you and I see them for what they are, then we're going to be calling them dirty names every single time.
Hey, can I say this right quick?
Real quick, Kevin.
Me and my uncle was just talking. He said in Texas, in the 19th, before the 60s civil rights movement, they claimed themselves
white.
As white.
Right. We.
And then when they seen the success we had with the civil rights movement.
Civil rights leaders went to them.
They minority.
Civil rights leaders went to them and say, "Join us in this struggle." They say, "We white. We ain't joining you in nothing." Gotta go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Call me again, Kevin.
All right.
Let's go to Luca. Calling from Apple Valley. Luca, not much time, buddy. What do you hear? What do you say?
All right, Terry. Fast to the point. First of all, I want to say, we just formed on the high desert a spontaneous group. We are the High Desert Middlemen, and this is our mission. Basically, we work directly as a lobby with our local politicians. And I really would like to tell that everybody could become a Minuteman in every part of the town. You don't need to be on the borders. You can work with your local politician and really stress them out every day. And what we do, basically, we are individuals that we cooperate together and we put our efforts, synchronize it, and when we say tomorrow we're going to go to our local congressman, we go all together at the same time, and basically we try just to remind them that what they have to do. Another important thing we try to do up here on the high desk, we try to work with the media. As individuals, but always belonging to the same group, we try to get the media straight to tell exactly what happened. And I would like to invite everybody in every part of the town to create this unincorporated, spontaneous, grassroots group. We are Minutemen in our heart, and we can make a difference locally, and all together we can make an impact nationally. That's
absolutely
what I would like to say.
Well said, Luca. Well said. Let me just say this, buddy. It sure was good meeting you there in Las Vegas. And we had met earlier in Garden Grove. Luca was there at Garden Grove for the big bust out, folks. And then I saw him again in Las Vegas. But what a great time we had. We really did.
I want to meet you again, my friend.
We will.
One little thing. I want to say that pretty soon, we already have produced the CD, Wake Up America, and the people can buy the CD with different organizations, starting from Mark Edwards and the Minuteman Project. And I would like to give the CD to you, your website, too. Basically, I did the CD to help finance groups like you.
All right,
and,
buddy.
And keep in contact. I gave my phone number to your producer. Give me a call whenever you want.
All right, Luca. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Priscilla, calling from Riverside. Priscilla, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I just want to encourage all your listeners to pick up their history books and brush up on Southwest history, and you'll find out what a claim Mexico has to the Southwest. They were here for less than 27 years, and that was it.
Good
and
point.
They're trying to claim that they made the missions. It was Spaniards that made the missions. And you don't see the Spaniards trying to reclaim anything.
I agree.
It's the bastards.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you, Terry. Bye-bye.
Take care. Mm-hmm. All right. We're very thankful to have Michael A. Jackson showed up tonight. Michael, give us a closing point.
Okay, one of the things that are happening right now, people are doing polling, politicians, and immigration is 10 out of 10 with 51% of the populace.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. So
amazing.
This is a very important issue now, and it's coming up and coming.
All right.
And go to my website, please, at votemj.com, votemj.com. And if you live in the South Bay Area, contact me for precinct walking.
Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate you coming in. I want to thank you all for listening tonight. I want to thank Mike Reed, my engineer. And I want to thank all you folks in Memphis who heard us for the first time. Email me. Let me know what you thought of the show tonight. I want to remind you, we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget, I'm on with Mark Edwards on KDON 720 every Wednesday night at 10. And stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. Our website, of course, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.